This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ethanol booster and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the COVID relief package is a win for biofuels despite leaving it up to the Ag Secretary to trigger producer aid. Grassley and junior Iowa GOP Senator Joni Ernst lobbied Secretary Sonny Perdue for 6 months to use earlier COVID relief aid for impacted biofuel producers, but to no avail.
The secretary kept telling us he didn't have the authority to do it. And we said, yes, you do, but he didn't agree. So this makes very clear he has the authority to do it.
The relief package, now under a veto threat by President Trump, makes renewable fuel producers eligible to receive emergency relief, but leaves the final decision up to the Ag Secretary.
Does it guarantee that there will be any help? Maybe not under a Perdue, but I'll bet there will be under a Vilsack.
He's referring to Biden USDA nominee and former Obama USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, a former Iowa governor. The pandemic has ravaged the ethanol industry, causing nearly $4 billion in estimated losses from reduced fuel demand. That's amounting to about 700 million bushel of corn. Now moving on into livestock news. As of December 1st, U.S. farms contained 77.5 million hogs and pigs. That's down 1% from December of last year and down 1% from September of this year. Those numbers were published last week by the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Of the 77.5 million hogs, 71.2 were market hogs, while 6.28 million were kept for breeding. Between September and November of this year, 35 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms, down 1% from the same period last year, while U.S. hog producers weaned an average of 11 hogs a litter. Hog producers intend to have 3.12 million sows farrow between December and February, and 3.12 sows farrow between March and May of next year. Iowa producers held the largest inventory amount of the states at 24.8 million head. Minnesota was next with 9.4, and North Carolina third with 9 million. To get the most accurate measurement possible of the U.S. wine industry, NAS surveyed more than 6,000 producers across the country through the first half of December. And now taking a look at Illinois hog numbers. Inventory of all hogs and pigs as of December 1st in Illinois was 5.45 million head, up 1% from September 1st, 2020, but unchanged from last year. Breeding inventory at 570,000 head is down 10,000 head from the previous quarter and down 20,000 from last year. Market hog inventory at 4.88 million head, that's up 1% from last quarter and slightly higher from last year. The September through November 2020 pig crop at 3.19 million head is up 4% from 2019. Sows farrowing during this period totaled 295,000 head, up 15,000 from last year, and the average pigs per litter was 10.8 for the September to November period, compared to 10.95 last year. Moving on to the latest grain news, China imported a record amount of corn in November, giving rise to optimism that prices may be getting into their longest rally since 1988. Pro Farmer says China bought 12 times more corn last month than in 2019. Customs data shows that for the first 11 months of this year, imports more than doubled to 9 million tons, passing China's World Trade Organization commitment of 7.2 million tons, for the first time in history. The surge in corn imports pushed the overall Chinese grain price higher. An official with the Chinese Ag Ministry says the Southeastern Asian country has boosted imports of other feed grains like barley and dried distillers grains to help narrow the supply gap. Higher prices are likely to give farmers the incentive to increase their corn planting next year, ensuring farmers have basic self-sufficiency. China imported 1.3 million tons of corn in November, up 113% from November of last year, while imports for the year totaled 9.04 million tons through November. That's up 122.7% from the same time last year. And China's soybean imports are expected to be a record high, according to Reuters. The nation is expected to import more than 100 million metric tons of soybeans this year, as the nation looks to rebuild its hog herd, boosting demand for soybeans. An executive with China's state-owned grains trader COFCO told Reuters the country is expected to crush 92.6 million metric tons of beans this year. The record follows declines in demand stemming from African swine fever, which decimated China's hog population. Chinese officials claim the country's hog herd has recovered to more than 90% of normal levels, though that data has some analysts skeptical. Still, China expects the demand for protein, specifically soybeans, for animal feed to remain strong into the first 3 months of next year. For 2020, demand for bean oil is expected to increase by more than 6% as well, thanks to the increased use of the oil in biodiesel and in animal feeds. Amid the trade war and the coronavirus pandemic, this year has provided a challenging year for farmers. However, there are some bright spots. One of those bright spots includes government payments to farmers that surged to record numbers under the Trump administration. According to Rodney Weinzierl, executive director of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, one prominent bright spot was the United States, Canada, and Mexico trade deal.
A lot of what we would view as big accomplishments are things that help us on the demand side. And to start is the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement is really important. I cannot understate the importance that Mexico is to U.S. agriculture as an importer of corn, soybeans, pork, beef, a whole host of products. That really, Mexico by far is our biggest market for corn and corn products. Canada is a big importer and customer of corn, ethanol, distiller dried grains, and solubles. So that passage of that agreement and creating kind of certainty with our two big trading partners was really, really important for the next decade and probably the next generation of farmers, especially around corn and beans and livestock.
Weinzierl said another stride for farmers in the past year was waterway improvements on the Mississippi and Illinois River. Another ag news from around the state on this Monday. According to the Livestock Management Facilities Act, livestock facilities here in Illinois that are housing more than 300 animal units are required to have at least one certified livestock manager. Their certificate is administered by the Illinois Department of Agriculture and is valid for 3 years. University of Illinois Extension provides the educational support and houses the new online certification. 2021 will be marking the 25th anniversary of the Certified Livestock Managers Training Program. Approximately 1,000 livestock producers have participated in each of the 8 3-year cycles. Now, managers have a convenient online opportunity to complete the certification. In addition, 4 virtual live webinars will be held, which will provide Illinois producers of livestock the manure management training they need to meet the requirement of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. Online training should be considered the first preferred option for everyone, according to Jay Solomon, Extension Educator. Producers with less than 1,000 animal units will be working through the lessons only. Having more than 1,000 AUs or animal units requires completing the lesson and passing the online test. Until December 1st of next year, livestock producers with more than 1,000 animal units can take the online test in lieu of the Illinois Department of Ag's paper-based test. One may access the online training online at go.illinois.edu/CLMT for a cost of $40. Any questions relating to the online program can be directed to the extension at 217-300-2644. For those wishing for a live webinar experience, 4 options are available. Those dates are upcoming on Wednesday, January 20th, Friday, January 29th, Tuesday, February 9th, and again Thursday, March 4th. Each one of those webinars will be held at 9 a.m. After the webinar, those with over 1,000 animal units will be then required to take and log in the 40-question online test in lieu of the IDOA's paper-based test. Pre-registration is required. That's $40. And you can go online to do so. Again, go.illinois.edu/CLMT to register. For questions with registration, you can contact the University of Illinois Extension at 815-858-2273. And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, December 28th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.